Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting.
You thought it was news, but it's not.
It's a happy news year. No, it's 2024. Happy New Year, everybody. We made it. Another year. As the wonderful gang of at Blink-182 like to say, another year not in the coffin. We did it. What better way to start off 2024 this week? Throughout on our social media channels, we are going to be posting our 2024 wish lists leading up to next week's episode, the reveal of our 2023 top tens. So we figured, as we kind of to kind of kick off this week of wish listing, Dave and I would give you a little bit of insight into our wish lists by kind of hitting the different categories we're going to cover and just talking about one or two wishes for each of these categories. But I did mention that we're going to be posting these full lists on social media. Dave, would you like to tell our guests where can they find us on social media in order to see these full lists?
Yeah, so you're going to go to the Instagram at AIC_podcast, and you're going to see these beautiful pictorials. Yeah, pictorials. And, just make sure to subscribe, like, comment, let us know what you wish for, and go to YouTube and check out our lovely content there. Sorry, I'm just drinking my cup of coffee today. And we're recording earlier than normal. So it's YouTube at AIC_podcast. Subscribe, hit the bell, so that way you know when things are coming, and help us out. Get us more subscribers. Help the algorithm. Listen to the podcast. There's algorithms there, too.
And you can check out Dave's latest card break. His latest AEW card break is on YouTube. So I think that about covers it. Let's start jumping into some of these wish lists, wish list options. I guess we'll start with wrestling, since that's kind of where the most of our crossover happens.
It is.
Let's start with WWE. What's something from the gang at Mattel that you want to see come to the WWE? Or actually, let's just say brief parameters. We're either hoping that these things are, we understand the life cycle of toy creation at this point. If they're not revealed, or if they're not released in 2024, we're hoping they're at least revealed in 2024. So
correct.
Yeah. Start us off with WWE, Dave.
Yeah, because I feel like the first quarter, if not half of 2024, is already known.
Yeah.
So I'm going more with a couple of exceptions as things I just kind of dip my toe in. I'm going with kind of conceptual things for the things I really collect most. So for WWE, my biggest hope and you'll see this play out significantly in my list, is there's a big hope for me for pre-rock and wrestling, pre-1984 WWE talent to be featured in the toy line. We're seeing that with the Maivia box set with Rocky Johnson and Peter Maivia. Bruno's getting another figure. We've seen it in the past with Superstar Billy Graham and Freddie Blassie and people like that. We need more. There was a lovely large green belt in the Then Now Forever Together box. I think there are a couple other people that have worn that that could be made figures.
I think that's a safe bet. And something that Steve and Bill have kind of hinted at in some of their previous conversations. And you know what, for WWE, I'm going to kind of stick with you, Dave, with this kind of more conceptual thing rather than just saying a specific figure. I want more. We're seeing kind of a trend of getting more non-wrestler talent. We have it's not Michael Cohn.
John Cohn.
John Cohn, thank you. We have the John Cohn Build-A-Figure coming out next year, or this year, as part of the SummerSlam wave, which is really exciting because, you know, we haven't had had a referee in the zebra stripes, which is awesome. We have the I forget what wave it is now, but we have two different versions of Paul Bearer coming, you know, one of the most iconic managers. I want to see more of that, like the characters that kind of help you world build. And I guess it's kind of funny saying that, thinking of wrestling, you know, world building typically applies to more of like the action fantasy brands, right? You know, play sets and everything. But I think world building is really, really important in wrestling figure, especially if you take wrestling figure photography. Like, give me more managers. Give me more ring announcers. Give me more commentators. Like, it's been a long time since we've had some of those kind of pieces. And there are a lot of really, you know, great third parties out there that make, you know, commentator tables, and they already do kind of the structural stuff, but we need the people. So you'll see a little bit of that in my list when we post that. But yeah, world building. Let's go right from WWE into AEW while we're still talking about wrestling. My AEW one, I'm actually going to give a specific instance here before I toss it over to you. I love what AEW has done with kind of this luminaries aspect, where they've taken current talent and kind of shown them in a previous light, right? Like we saw the Lionheart, or not Lionheart, Chris Jericho, but from his time in Japan,
Chris Jericho. That was Mexico.
Mexico, sorry. We've seen, you know, now we have Ring of Honor CM Punk is coming in this most recent Unmatched wave. They have an opportunity, and of course Owen Hart. I think they have a really good opportunity on their hands with Taz. I would love to see a Luminaries Taz, and you know, you could put him in just a, you know, unbranded black and orange singlet, call it a day. You know, even if it's just full black. You know, I was looking up some previous pictures of him, like out, like prior to ECW, and he has that look. That from the indies, you know, I think they could absolutely get away with that. But I would love to see a Luminaries Taz, put him in some ring gear, and he can start suplexing all of my other figures tomorrow. But yeah, that's my AEW pick.
So my, and this is kind of where I literally just like wanted to put this out into the world, which is why when we were discussing this, I'm like, yes, this is the episode I want to do. This did not touch my list because this is really pie in the sky. Like, this is something that I would love to see. And I think is possible. I don't know if it's impossible or not, but I based off of how wrestling works, I would imagine it's not impossible. I would love to see, even if it's just ringside exclusives, let's get some Forbidden Door 2 packs out there representing like matches from the pay-per-view or anything along those lines. Cause that's something the line loves to do, is represent like specific days, not necessarily like, this is what MJF wears 90% of the time. This is what MJF wore at this specific moment. So like, you know, a Danielson Okada 2-pack or something along those lines. Like, I think, I don't know where New Japan like lives at this point, but I don't know if you could necessarily rule it out as impossible.
Yeah, maybe they could test the waters too with, now that they have Ospreay, you know, maybe they test the waters with
Kenny and Ospreay 2-pack. Like, yeah,
they use that as like the branding to kind of show like, hey, you know, here's the handshake. You know, look how well this is doing. You know, let's work something out. Yeah, that's a really great idea. And that definitely fits into their whole, you know, their whole MO in terms of delivery. So that's a great call. From wrestling to Marvel Legends. Dave, why don't you go first on this one, since I'm almost positive I know what it's going to be.
Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider. 90s Ghost Rider and Spirits of Vengeance, Mullet, Johnny Blaze.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many figures from the MCU that I want, but 2023 was an amazing year for me as an Incredible Hulk collector. There were amazing Hulks that were released outside of MCU looks, a great update to the Gladiator Hulk from Thor Ragnarok. And then, of course, you know, finally getting that Infinity War, Mark Ruffalo, Bruce Banner, amazing. They pretty much have all the bases covered with the MCU Hulks, with the exception of one. There hasn't been ever, from the Marvel Legends team, the Hulk in the Endgame. It's not the Quantum suit, because it's not that like red, white, and black suit. It's that purple and gray suit that he wears at the end of the film, like the final battle Hulk. Would love to see that in Marvel Legends figure form. You know, hopefully there seems to be at least one wave or so of Infinity series or Infinity Saga or, you know, MCU based stuff. It seems to happen once or twice a year. So, you know, that would make either an amazing, you know, deluxe figure, since he's, you know, obviously big, or a great build a figure. So let's get that Endgame Hulk.
You know what I want for you too? I want like an Agent May and a Quake.
I used to include all of those on my you know, on my want list. I actually have the last 2 years. This is the first year that I haven't included them. I've given up. I don't think they're ever gonna happen. Unless they show up
somewhere
again in the MCU, which I think is probably more likely to happen for, say, you know, Quake. Daisy Quake. I think that's a little more likely, but I'm not keeping my fingers crossed. I'm holding my breath on that one. Sticking with superheroes, let's go from Marvel Legends to the DC Multiverse. So the DC Multiverse, I think they're, what McFarlane does with the Arkhamverse figures are amazing. I'm very excited to see what, you know, what happens with this new Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League game that's coming from Rocksteady that takes place in the Arkhamverse. I know there have been leaks out there. I have avoided them like the plague. But going back to the existing Arkhamverse games, I just want to see generally more of that. There are so many characters from those games that have not been you know, made in the previous, you know, DC lines and you know, obviously in the McFarlane DC Multiverse, but going all the way, you know, back to the first Arkham Asylum game, through Origins, through City, through, you know, Arkham Knight, there are a ton of rogues that that they could put out, and some heroes that they haven't touched on yet. So I hope you know, the offering from the Arkhamverse was kind of light this year or last year. We did get the Riddler, which was awesome, but I really hope we revisit the Arkhamverse in 2024.
So, as somebody who's, I wouldn't say like as deep into the DC multiverse as someone say like Toish is, but somebody who cares a fair amount about it and collects a fair amount for it, probably it's not close to wrestling for me, but it's, I would say probably like under wrestling. That's safe to say, right? I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'd say it's your second most collected category at this point.
Yeah. So this is a tough one because having kind of been now in this sphere for a little bit, there are things that, you know, you understand about how the business works, but it feels like there's like still a weird disconnect from McFarlane as to what works and everybody can get their hands on and what doesn't, or and what works and nobody can get their hands on, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like pretty much if you were able to pre-order the Batman and Robin wave, you got it. If you were able to pre-order the Dark Knight wave, you got it. Like, I've never seen the to the point where I've just stopped. I kind of gave up because the secondhand market is way too costly. Unlike, you know, the Azbat, or, you know, you can, Wonder Woman is sold out. The classic Wonder Woman is the figure from the collection that everybody's wanted since day one, and you can't order it anymore.
Yeah, there have been a couple of those figures that have been weird like that.
Couple Green Lanterns, like there's.
But you know what? They're a good example of 2023, Dave, that, you know, gives credence to kind of your request here.
The Batmobile coming in and out is.
The Batmobile is a great one, but also that Target exclusive red and blue Superman from the Snyder Cut. That figure was 2 years old, and it came back in stock, readily available, in like out of nowhere, without any kind of pomp and circumstance, and I was able to get it.
You know, Batman Beyond was relatively easy to get. Like, there's some where you can, and then there's some where it's just like, nah.
Well, that Batman Beyond was also the exclusive one with the different face, with like the cartoon, the animated series style, was pretty tough to find.
Oh, see, I saw that one a lot. And like, there are ones that you, even some of the Walmart ones, you see them a lot. But then there's some where, like, I've never seen them, ever.
Yeah, I've only ever seen that the blue and yellow Azbat, the Nightfall Azbat. I've only seen it
at I've only seen toy it shows. On Mercari.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it at toy shows, and we saw it at Comic-Con, but that's, yeah, no, I've never seen it. And obviously, if I saw it on the shelves, you would have it.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones where it's like, I know it's tough to gauge, and it's tough to, like, see, like, but also there's this point where it's like, wow, everybody's kind of been clamoring for this figure since day one. Maybe bump up that production a little bit.
Well, maybe 2024 will be the year it recirculates.
Yeah. Who knows? But otherwise, I loved the Batman and Robin series, the Joker.
I'm looking at them right now.
The Joker interrogation set was cool.
The Dark
Knight trilogy.
That interrogation set, I think, might be the coolest special edition they've done so far.
It wasn't one of those ones where it was just like, hey, it showed up on McFarlane Shop, and if you happen to be there, cool. Like, they told you about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if people are noisy enough, I mean, maybe they can put it back into production. And if you're listening to this and you happen to have an extra one and want to sell it to us for a reasonable price, hit us up in the DMs. We'll make something work out.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's complaining about too much of a good thing, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a way to put it.
But yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's like the only thing that would make this line better is if you could find the figure. You know what I mean? Like if you could get everything.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, you know, McFarlane tends to be, again, like you said, for the most part, like if you want something, it's, you could pretty much, as long as you move with intention, you can get it. Because stuff will sell through, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, like anything else, but there are certain figures, like you said, that just, you know, we've said this before about McFarlane toys. They're very much so peaks and valleys. But when they hit one of those peaks, that figure gets scorching hot and it can be difficult to find pretty quickly. And then there are ones that accelerate past those peaks and, you know, head into orbit. And then forget it. If you weren't paying attention or extremely lucky, you weren't getting it. And It typically happens with the vintage era Batman stuff. I mean, that's
yeah.
Say what you will about there being too many Batman figures, which is not really a thing.
You know, Mullet, Superman, and Crypto, like that. It was a huge figure.
Yeah. Yep.
But it also had some lead time to pre-order it.
And that Nightfall Batman too, the blue and gray one, you know, that was pretty challenging to find in person, but it was available for pre-order a bunch. Like it showed up on GameStop, showed up at Target, showed up at Walmart, Amazon.
But even there was a point before the holidays, like I saw when you were like, oh, that's a difficult one to find. I was like, I just saw six of them for like a week straight.
Wow. Yeah, I found that the one that we used for the giveaway on social media was sitting on the clearance cart. I couldn't believe it. I got to it before they stickered it.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of them. Like I was, when you told me they were $6, I'm like, man, I should have bought an extra one. Like,
all right. So from,
I don't know what I would have done with it, but I would have had it.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Chubsy Wubsy Toys. A traditional mom-and-pop toy store in Little Falls, New Jersey, Chubsy Wubsy Toys brings you the best new toys from the brands you love without the hassle of pounding the pavement searching for them at larger retail stores. Visit them in person at their brand new home at 101 Newark Pompton Turnpike, Suite 1 in Little Falls, New Jersey, or online at chubzywubzy.com. That's chubzywubzy.com. And tell them Adventures in Collecting sent you.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And now, back to the show.
From the multiverse, let's see, where do we want to go next? Why don't we...
Up to you. This is more your...
All right, well...
Your genres.
So, let's talk about Tamashii Nations, Bandai.
Okay.
Another awesome year for them. You know, they've been... And this one, I'm going to do a specific figure. Only because not only has it been a banner year for Bandai and Tamashii Nations, but one of their biggest licenses, Toho, you know, Godzilla has been absolutely everywhere. Not even an argument for me. It was my favorite, Minus One was my favorite movie of 2023. And, with the Monarch, Apple TV Plus series and the new Godzilla and Kong movie coming out later this year. It's just keep that ball rolling. And I want to see them dip back into Godzilla's past. And I want to see them put out a Monster Arts figure that I think would be like a sleeper hit. And, you know, I know, again, this is kind of a pie in the sky moonshot thing. We've talked to, you know, we've been in friend of the pod, Justin and Dave at Bandai. We've been in their ears about it. But I think it's time. I think it's time.
But I don't need this.
I think it's time we get 1998 Godzilla in a Monster Arts figure. He had a brief cameo in a Toho film. So, you know, he was included in that that universe. They don't have to they don't have to go.
He was in Final Wars.
Yeah, he was in Final Wars, so you could put
him jobbed out.
Could put him in the Final Wars packaging. I think it would be hilarious. I think it's a, you know, there are parts of Godzilla's past that are not as shiny as others, but they do have a cult following, and I think it's time. I'm leaving it at that. Give me 1998 Godzilla. Let's make it happen.
So, since I'm new to the figure arts and monster arts kind of team, or not team, but like, you know, kind of collecting in a way, you've got to let me know if this exists or not.
Okay.
Because I feel like you know. I'm late to the party, as it were.
I'll do my best.
Have they made Manila yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's technically, you could say he's due for a
shout out to my friend Tim. I want Manila. Yeah.
He's due. And you know what? This entire
for the segment, second episode in a row.
Yeah. This entire segment is dedicated to Godzilla's not so shiny past. So from Bandai and Tamashii Nations, let's head over to G.I. Joe so Dave can ask for the fridge again.
Okay, the fridge.
Which I still think is in the realm of possibility. I don't think anything is off the table.
Rocky
there.
Balboa.
Yeah. Also, may or may not be on the list. My big thing is, they've been doing a great job of building out teams, in this line. More dreadnoughts, of course, always welcome. But for me, growing up playing with the G.I. Joes, there was one character that was like always in my squad, and they've pretty much given me my entire squad at this point, with the exception of one figure. And I need Jinx. I need that red ninja. I And I would love the two heads too. They've been dabbling and giving figures multiple looks, either with swappable hair or swappable heads. But I want the G.I. Joe movie Jinx look, where she's got the hood off, and then I want like the classic figure look for Jinx. But one of my favorite G.I. Joe characters of all time, and really the last one I need to complete my my team that I had when I was a kid. So I'm
there. Yeah. They finally got my favorite figure from when I was a kid up.
Who's that?
Boa.
Oh, Big yeah. Boa. He looks awesome, too. The unmasked head and the bloody knuckles on the bare hands are amazing. But yeah, like I said, there'll be more on the final list there. All right, so let's see. What's up next? Next, we have Star Wars. Dave.
I actually do have one. I have one that I want.
Okay. And now, so mine is going to be Vintage Collection. I'm not sure which direction you're going to go with yours, Dave. But
no, you know which figure I want.
I don't know. So let's go.
I would like Life Day Chewie in Holiday Black Series packaging. Thank you.
Oh, that's a great idea. That is a great idea. What would you, other than the orb, what would you want them to come with? Like, do you, because usually with the holiday ones, they usually give them like a little like buddy.
I mean, could be Lumpy. Like,
oh my god. So in Star Wars terminology, Dave, you've officially made it a deluxe figure now.
Okay. Well, then just throw me a Porg. Then give me another Snow Porg or something like that.
Life Day Chewie in Black Series. You know what? If they can pull it off in TVC, if for those that didn't listen to the roundtable interview,
because it's Black Holiday Black Series is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love it because it's ridiculous, and I love it.
I'm with you. I think it is a lot of fun. I think they've like pushed past the initial like, ew, what is this? And people are really starting to grow.
I have
on a lot of people.
Every single one. I love them. They will be Christmas decorations forever. I love them.
The Nutcracker painted Purge Trooper from this year, I think, is like legitimately
stunning. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Figure. Like it's
yeah.
I part of me was quietly hoping that like I'd hit them on clearance at some point, but they sold through.
No,
to get like 12 of them.
Yeah, those at this point have become like,
yeah, they're made in limited runs. They're made in limited quantities. Every now and then you get one that's like not a dud, but like it's not as
the
well
one
received
that's,
as
the one I've seen a lot is the Walmart K2.
Yeah. But yeah, those are really cool, and that's a great idea. And I was gonna say, if you haven't had a chance yet, go back and listen to our last Star Wars roundtable. We actually talked a little bit about Life Day Chewie with Chris and Jing from the Hasbro Star Wars team, kind of about how that came to be. Because it's wild, it's absolutely wild. If you've been a Star Wars fan for a long time, you know that like they do not discuss the holiday special. It's not canon. It doesn't exist. But basically, since the Disney parks have kind of embraced Life Day as an actual, canon holiday.
Yeah, there's plush and stuff like that in the parks.
That was a request for that figure specifically from Disney parks. That was where that came from. So, yeah, maybe the Black Series one will be next year or this year. So mine is I'm gonna throw a request out here for the Vintage Collection. I have been, while granted, they don't get as many, we don't get as many new releases as, say, the Black Series does in terms of character selection, and, there's always that kind of push and pull figuring that out. But there is a character that has not had a figure since the 90s, and it's a character that continues to grow in kind of, like, popularity, cult popularity. They're coming up on a big anniversary. I forget whether it's 25 or something like that, but it's a big anniversary of Shadows of the Empire, and I think it's a time that we get Dash Rendar. I think they need to make a Dash Rendar figure. Vintage Collection, definitely, obviously. love the vintage collection. But I think Black Series collectors are clamoring for him as well. So I would love to see Dash Rendar come to both of the scales. I think that would make a lot of people really, really happy. Okay.
Yeah, there are a bunch of game ones that did they ever do like Kyle Katarn?
No. Not recently.
Because wasn't he, that was, he was the character in Dark Forces, right?
Jedi Knight,
was yeah, it? I'm Jedi confusing Knight. All my games because...
Yeah, it's hard to, they, it's hard to yeah. keep between the games and the novels and stuff.
Yeah, it was Jedi Knight.
But yeah, but, that's, I mean, that would be a cool subset. I mean, well, actually...
Yeah, they have those GameStop ones.
They already have the Game and Greats, so yeah. You could put, technically, Dash Rendar is more of a comic figure. So, you know, which again, there's also precedence for that. They released all those comic book variants of Boba Fett last year. You know, they have Mara Jade from the comics.
Yeah. But he was in Shadows of the Empire. Like,
yeah, either way you slice it, you can make that work. Before we head into our final category, which is NECA. I realize there's one that we didn't have on this list that we're gonna go off the cuff here. Funko.
I mean, they already make everything. Yeah, I guess. Here, so they made like a Stone Cold soda. I wouldn't hate more WWE sodas. I'd be into it.
Is he the only soda so far?
He's the only WWE soda so far.
Huh. Yeah, I figured like the core ones would work, like an Undertaker, Rock, Cena.
No, just him. But yeah, as far as like in pops go, I mean, like, what more can you add? But, you know, I think like, you know, they've done wrestling in other formats. So I'd like to see it. Like, they've done the advent calendar. They've done pint size back in the day. They've done the mystery minis, but only Stone Cold's been a soda.
So there's one, and this is your fault, blaming you. There's one Funko Pop that I would really, really like. So for Christmas this year, Dave, which... is amazing that I didn't know that these existed with the amount of time I spend on the internet. Dave got me...
That's like two Christmases in a row I've gotten you with.
Yeah. Well, the other one, I knew that figure existed. I just wasn't expecting it. Yeah. So Funko in 2023 made an entire wave of pops from the greatest Christmas movie ever made, Muppet's Christmas Carol. And they made Scrooge, the ghosts, or the Marleys, Bob Cratchit, Miss Piggy as Mrs. Cratchit. They did Fozziwig. They did
Dickens,
Gonzo, and Rizzo as Dickens. They're awesome, and they are going forward. They're going to be part of my Christmas display.
They're adorable
every year. They're amazing.
They really are.
The Marleys are by far the
they're gorgeous.
They're the two of the coolest looking Funko Pops I think I've ever seen in my life, period. Before I put them away and or maybe I'll just wait until next year. I don't know. I gotta shoot them though. They look amazing. But with that, I want one of those jumbo size pops. Not like the, I don't know if jumbo is the right word. Not like one of like the Porg ones you have, like the yard gnome size pops.
Like the size of like Big Bird or Andre?
Yeah. One of those.
Like a deluxe?
I want a Ghost of Christmas present in that, for that line. I think that would be awesome. You know, just as that big, like, I love those big, like Sweetums style Muppets, where it's like a guy in a very large suit with a big, like, you know, big head. They lend themselves, as I've now discovered with this wave of pops, they lend themselves really nicely to the conversion to that style. So give me the Ghost of Christmas present. I think then that's it. I think we're good. I think we don't need any more from that Maybe a Scrooge. Like, maybe a Scrooge in his like nightgown would be fun.
You'd need the ghosts if you're doing one.
Yeah, I mean the Ghost of Christmas Future is just a Grim Reaper. I mean, there's really not anything terribly special about it that makes it like Muppety. But like, yeah, you can make a jumbo one of those too, and then make a regular size Pop on the same kind of little like translucent flight stand they put the Marleys on for the Ghost of Christmas Past. Yeah, and then give me a screw. There you go. There's your wave. Ghost of Christmas Future, Ghost of Christmas Present, Ghost of Christmas Past, Scrooge in his like nightcap and nightgown, and call it a day. And then you can be done with Muppet Christmas Carol. All right, final category here. So we're going to go into NECA. So Dave, you actually did get a NECA figure in 2023. You got your first NECA Ultimate.
My first one, The Fiend. And it was great.
So, is there, now that you've kind of, you kind of have the taste, is there anything you would like to see from NECA in 2024? Anything that would make you come back and get another one?
I mean, the same thing I've always wanted, you know. The one thing where I've said, like, there's too many of these to choose from, and I'd want every movie, but if they'd make this one, I would absolutely get it and not have to worry about getting any other one. And that's Jason X, Uber Jason.
Yep. And he's on our list. Mine, I added something new this year to the list. Very top of mind. NECA has been doing a great job with both their 8-inch cloth figures and their ultimates in dealing with kind of music, you know, and musicians. You know, they announced the coming out later this year, the Bon Jovi figure, which looks amazing. Designed by friend of the pod, Blaine. Good job on that, buddy. I would love to see them tackle Kiss. I think Kiss Ultimates would be unbelievable from NECA. Just like thinking about, and I'm sitting here looking at it, their War Duke from Dungeons and Dragons, and you know, the way that they do soft goods. So like looking at the soft goods on, say, like the movie, the 1990 Shredder, the way that they handle textures, the way that they are able to include real chains in places. I think a line of Kiss figures, like say, you know, say in like their Love Gun attire, right? I think that's probably their more, one of their more iconic looks.
That or Destroyer.
Or Destroyer. Yeah. But yeah, I know, you know, they have a ton of fans, you know, of the band and of kind of that aesthetic there at NECA. Obviously, licensing is a thing. But, you know, with Kiss hanging it up on the road, you know, maybe they'll be more open to getting some more figures out there.
You know what would look fantastic? The Dynasty ones.
Yeah, with like the feathers and stuff and the boas.
And like different colors.
Yeah. But yeah, I either way it goes, like I'm just think about how cool Kiss figures would look from NECA. I think as Ultimates would be, that would be amazing. And gives them an opportunity too to like put them in a 4-pack for like, you know, a convention. You know, make a great like New York Comic Con pack. Yeah. So Kiss. Let's
you know, it would be a great, you know, it would work as a New York Comic Con pack because you couldn't put these out in like normal.
What?
The Elder outfits.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, but so here's the thing though.
I get it.
No shit, you would get it. Here's the thing.
Yeah, I would.
Like, usually those sets, like, it's the same figures that are released individually, just packaged a little bit differently. If you're going with Elder looks for the that, those are completely, like, top-to-bottom redesigns on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Like, Jean with short hair. With short hair.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, no, but I would love to see, again...
You get her a car in there.
I don't know how the licensing works at this point. Like, I would be totally okay with a Tommy Thayer figure and a Eric Singer figure if that's, you know, if that's where we're at. But like, you know, if it could be Destroyer Kiss or Love Gun Kiss, that would be, you know, that would be awesome. I think that would be very, very cool. And we know that companies are still producing, you know, Kiss figures. Syndicate Collectibles has that amazing Gene Simmons huge statue piece with like the big demon wings and everything. And we saw at Toy Fair last year that McFarlane has a Gene Simmons coming out in some form or fashion in that Movie Maniacs line. Music Movie Maniacs. But yeah, I would love to see NECA tackle or for that matter, I know we didn't talk about Super 7, but like that would be another amazing route, you know, Super 7 making Ultimate Kiss figures in their music line too, and you know, Kyle taking a swing at them. I think that would also be really, really cool. Same sort of deal, you know. Because their music figures are excellent as well. The pictures I'm seeing of everybody's Cliff Burton and Lemmy that are hitting now, they look fantastic. So, you know, that would
well, hopefully those Motley Crue reactions sell well, because I would love some Motley Crue Ultimates.
Yeah, yeah. So that wraps up our top level take on our 2024 wish lists. Like I said at the top of the episode, you know, stay tuned on our social media. We're going to post our full lists, and you know, we love posting the wish lists. We love hearing what your wish lists are, you know, in the comments section. So definitely keep an eye out for those lists to kind of start coming out throughout the week this week, and then next week we'll tackle our top 10 of 2023, and we'll also then post our categorical top 10s once the big list is out. So Dave, any how would you like to send our audience, our listeners home to kick off their 2024?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.